Collins and Harper Audio present Feeling Seen, Reconnecting in a Disconnected World by Jody Carrington, PhD. Read by Eleanor Caudill. These words were created for you on Treaty 7 land, also known as the central part of the province of Alberta, Canada. It is home of the Blackfoot Confederacy, including Siksika, Piikani, and Kainai, the Tsuut'ina Nation and Stoney Nakoda First Nations, as well as the Métis Nation Region 3. It is my honor, but mostly my privilege, to live here, create here, and raise my babies here, on a land where so much sacrifice was made. I started on the proverbial third base, and I hope to never, ever forget that my job is to acknowledge, for the rest of my days, just what it means to have this privilege. With this privilege comes the responsibility to engage in reconciliation efforts for the rest of my days, to learn, unlearn, and act in ways that are better than many who have come before me. Always, and in all ways, I will strive to use my privilege to raise the voices that have been silenced and unseen for so long. To all the ones walking me home, feeling seen by you and you feeling seen by me, is the only thing that matters in the end. I will always, in all ways, do the thing that I think will make you the proudest. To my A+A+E+A, mom and dad, Kurt and Val, and my insightful, dedicated, brilliant, kind, no bullshit team, these words are for you. Before we dive in, you'll notice strong words on some pages and the occasional use of profanity. My authentic self comes with an uncensored language version that will shine through when a thought or an opinion needs to be accentuated. My intention is never to offend. My intention is to draw attention to some truths I think are long overdue for serious consideration and light. Sometimes we need more emphasis than an, "Oh shoot," or "This is so darn hard," when we are talking about life-threatening, life-altering issues. So if you're up for the challenge, let's fucking dance. Introduction. Feeling seen. The universal, possessed by all, mastered by none, answer to it all. We look all the time, but we don't see. We listen, but we don't hear. In this world where there is so much noise, we've been missing, more and more these days, the thing that matters most. We were never meant to do any of this alone. I remember where I was standing when this knowing sunk into my soul, as both the biggest reason for such pain in this world and the solution to it all. We just want to feel seen. In the history of our lives, however, we've never been more disconnected, more unseen, as a globe than we are right now. Bold statement, I know, but I mean it. You know those moments when you read or hear words or music, and even if for just a few seconds something seems to shift, suddenly there's a moment of clarity? Many have names for these experiences that change the course of everything. Oprah's aha moments, perhaps, or the theologian's great epiphany, or a sit-down, leave-it-all-on-the-table, come-to-Jesus. So let's jump right in with the boldest, most audacious thesis I wish the helpers and the hurt among us knew. The answer to the world's most significant human-centered problems is simply this. We all just want to feel seen. Then, and only then, will we rise. This concept might be captured most eloquently in the words of a hockey coach I knew who said, "You should see how fast I can get a kid to skate when I know the name of his dog." To be clear, looking and seeing often has nothing to do with eyesight. Think of it more as a feeling. Feeling seen is something that is heard by the deaf and felt by the blind. It's a universal, unifying experience. It pays no mind to age, race, religion, socioeconomic status, physical ability, or gender identity. It's something that is possessed by all of us. Yet, it is mastered by none. If done genuinely, it rarely gets old. It's like fuel for the strength needed to navigate our days. I truly hope the answer, or some answers, to it all lies in the words you'll find here. In these pages, we'll journey through three parts as I, number one, share how I think we got so lost and disconnected in this human experience.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?